This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Heading to your Black Friday shopping destination, you're probably prepared for a crowded, frantic, and stressful time. Wouldn't skipping the mall be nice? Chinese retail giant Alibaba recently used virtual reality to allow Chinese shoppers to buy stuff from stores across the world, including Macy's and Target. How soon are we going to get that here? Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
If it looked anything like the promo videos from Alibaba, shopping in a VR Macy's was pretty cool.
Hi, and welcome to Macy's, the largest department store.
It looked like, well, being in a mall. But the ability to browse and buy items all within a headset shows promise. Stephanie Yamas is with Super Data Research. She estimates other retailers will spend $400 million by 2020 building capacity to sell virtually.
It's still not, you know, quite as high as you would think, but the marketplaces themselves are really difficult to develop without all kinds of other infrastructure.
So don't expect our own virtual Black Friday to happen anytime soon. But you could soon feel the impacts of VR on your everyday shopping experiences. Mark Hardy is CEO of InContext Solutions, which has, among other things, built a virtual Walgreens to help stores test different physical layouts.
We're eliminating a lot of labor and a lot of capital expenditures that historically were spent on prototypes and things like that.
You can't escape the virtual future, even without a headset. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.